T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Speaking of politics, we've had a couple of people on the show this week. We had Kirk Cox, the delegate, former Speaker of the House of Delegates, who represents Colonial Heights. He is has announced formally that he is seeking the Republican nomination for governor. He was nice enough to join us, was on Jeff's show the afternoon before he came on with us. I mean, I appreciate that opportunity to talk to him. He didn't really, if I remember correctly, didn't really take the opportunity to, elbow Amanda Chase, the senator from Chesterfield, who has been in this race for the Republican nomination for several months, but he did talk about her. And then yesterday, the former lieutenant governor, the Republican Bill Bowling, was on. And I was surprised. You know, normally Bill is very diplomatic, I guess, in his public appearances. But when I brought up Amanda Chase, he said, this lady has zero, not a zilch chance of being governor. So he was pretty clear what he thought. Was surprising to me. And then I looked at my phone and Amanda Chase had emailed me to say, hey, I'd like to come on and talk about that. And I want to be fair here. So Amanda Chase, the state senator from Chesterfield and the candidate for governor, is on with us this morning. Good morning to you, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning. It's always good to hear your show. I love listening. Every morning I listen to your show. So
I really appreciate that.
And it's great to go somewhere and actually hear the truth and the facts as opposed to what the propaganda major networks want you to believe. So I appreciate that.
Well, we are struggling to pull things back to the center, at least, and be somewhat balanced. So, but I appreciate you noticing that that's what I'm trying to do. So what'd you think yesterday? Bill Bowling was kind of rough in his assessment of your chances. I'm taking it that you do not agree with that.
Well, I found his comments a little bit laughable. You know, the same people who told me that I wouldn't win the Senate seat against my predecessor who'd been there 28 years are now calling me Senator Amanda Chase. And I just won re-election by almost 10 percentage points. But, you know, there's a little bit of history there. Bill Bowling actually had an agreement with Bob McDonnell, former governor, and they were going to take turns running for governor. Mm-hmm. In our stage left, Cuccinelli, who actually used to be my boss, I used to work for Cuccinelli, and brought over 400 delegates to a state convention, at which time Bill Bowling was running for lieutenant governor, and he invited me to lunch at Hondo's, and it was just Bill, it was Randy Marcus, his chief of staff, and they were trying to court me and my 400 delegates there. And I had issue with him because he had taken the life issue off of his campaign literature. And I was just expressing my concerns about that. And I think I had him on pins and needles for about 8 months, wondering if my 400 delegates were going to go for him or Patrick Muldoon. So I think it's a little jab at me for having him on pins and needles for a while. But, you know, I've been running for 9 months with incredible support from the grassroots across Virginia. And, we're talking GOP groups, we're talking Tea Party groups have already endorsed me. I've been running really hard for 9 months, even during COVID, hitting my financial goals. And, I've got my sons all over Virginia, tremendous support. And in fact, people are looking at Kirk Cox and saying, really, you're the spoiler. I mean, if you were interested in running, you should have let us know 9 months ago. We've kind of already attached ourselves to Amanda, and she stands for the, you know, the values that we desire. But they see me as a fighter. I mean, where was Cox whenever I was at that VCDL rally defending the Second Amendment? You know, whenever Virginia Citizens Defense League had their annual rally, I was one of the main speakers at that, and Cox was nowhere to be found. And then, you know, during COVID, I had a reopen rally where we had hundreds of Virginians that came back down to Richmond, and we had our cars circling the Capitol during Governor Northam's press conference saying, hey, reopen Virginia. Businesses want to reopen. And then again, you know, during COVID, I see myself as being the face of freedom. You know, I'm very concerned. I feel like if people have legitimate health issues, wear the N95 masks. Those have been the only masks that show that they're proven to work. And if you have health concerns, people should be wearing those. But I've really taken issue with the cloth mask because every healthcare professional I've talked to said they don't work. It's a false sense of security. So I've kind of been on the leader. And even with the election fraud, I was on the phone last night with Sidney Powell. We're coordinating. We're working with the Virginia Project because I think that we need to be the leader in Virginia. We have got to investigate Virginia and some of these issues that have happened in Chesterfield and Henrico. And I've kind of been the leading voice, so the people see me as their voice. And you know, you look at gun rights as well. You know,
let me ask you this because I'm watching the clock and I didn't want to interrupt, but there is no question. I mean, everything you post on Facebook gets huge numbers by Facebook standards of support. And I have seen you at lots of political events this season working very hard for the Republican ticket and team. And you've got core supporters. You are a fighter. That's clear. But it does strike me that some people, I mean, you've also gotten into a lot of fights with Republicans, and some people some people have taken that as a negative and don't, you know, maybe peace within the family has eluded you on some level. And how do you deal with those who see you not so much as a principled fighter, but as a loose cannon? Not my words, but maybe what somebody else would say about you.
Well, I think, you know, there's a history. I've been in Republican politics for over a decade, as a campaign manager, as a political director for congressional candidates and even statewide candidates for office. And so I think there's a lot of deep-seated, really has nothing to do with me, but more or less who I work for. And so I think that's where that is coming from. Listen, I hold people accountable on their voting records, even Republicans. I mean, you want to talk about being pro-2A. I take issue with candidates who run for office and say, I'm pro-2A. But then you look at their voting record, like I look at Kirk Cox's voting record from VCDL. He has an 88 in 2019, a 79% in 2018. And I have a 100% voting record score from the Virginia Citizens Defense League. So, you know, I have held Republicans accountable within the party, and, you know, they have weaponized some members, no, not all. I mean, like I said, across Virginia, I've actually had unit chairs who, in fact, every other area but Chesterfield, my home district, and it's just a handful of people that have had issues. And so I'm going to continue to be truthful and hold our elected leaders accountable, because when we lose our brand as Republicans, if we say we're for no taxes and we vote for them, I voted against every tax increase. Cox has just voted for one of the largest tax increases. And I think it's important that we differentiate ourselves on not personality issues, but on policy issues.
Well, you know what? Maybe I am certain, based on what I'm hearing you say, that this won't be the last time we talk about this. And I'm sure Kirk Cox will be texting me or calling me saying, hey, I want to talk about what Amanda just said. Maybe there's a way for us to get you both on the air at some point and have a a good back and forth if you're willing to. Let's talk about that, because a lot of interest in you, a lot of interest in Kirk Cox. It's an important decision that Virginia Republicans have to make going forward. I do appreciate you being so bold and, you know, reaching out to me, and I appreciate Kirk Cox coming on too. So if there's a way to navigate that in the near future, you know, maybe we can have you both on.
I'm all for it. I'm all for transparency. So I think people need to know there are definite differences for sure.
Thank you. And I really appreciate you coming on. State Senator Amanda Chase, the Republican from Chesterfield. Not our last conversation, I'm sure. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks. You have a great week and enjoy this weather.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.